see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
The Torch is a 15-year-old organisation that works with First Peoples who are incarcerated all across Victoria. So we work across the 17 prisons and we support artists in prison to connect to culture and find a new pathway beyond the prison system. We're working against the systemic oppression of incarceration and the hyper-incarceration of mob in this country.
That's Suzanne Andy, the CEO of The Torch. The Torch is a non-profit, First Peoples-led arts organisation that provides art, cultural and arts industry support to First Peoples with lived experience of incarceration in Victoria. The organisation employs Indigenous arts offices to deliver their statewide Indigenous arts in prisons and community programme to Indigenous men and women in Victorian prisons. They also support participants who are transitioning back into the community. Since 2009, their major annual exhibition has featured inspiring artworks by Indigenous people with lived experience of incarceration. The theme this year is Confined 17, showcasing the work of 424 First Nations artists, contributing an immersive collection of close to 500 artworks extended throughout the Glen Eira City Council Gallery in Narm. The stories highlight the themes of kinship, healing, ancestral stories and life journeys. Ms. Day says they try to give these artists economic justice as they work against systemic oppression. This allows for them to get 100% of their income to hopefully start a new life and gain self-confidence to take a new path beyond prison.
Over 50% Aboriginal staff, and we know what we're doing works. So we know the reincarceration rates of artists connected to The Torch is about 20% compared to the national average, which is 55 to 65%. So we know that if you actually put change in the hands of Aboriginal people and get them to design a program, this is the results that you get, something that is vibrant, that unifies our community, where allies and mob come out to buy people's work, and our artists are so, so proud, and they have dignity, and they are better mums, and they are better dads, and they are better grandparents, and better kids for it. And yeah, we're really, really proud of what we've created.
Tegan, who's a Palawa woman, grew up on country and moved to Narm when she was 13. She references prison while talking about her artwork.
My artwork, I wanted to do watercolour, but in jail there was no watercolour, so I improvised with food dye. So it looks watercolour, but it's not. It's, food dye. Because I had done 13 months of my sentence and I was up for parole, but I wanted more structure, so I decided to accept drug court. So instead of taking my parole, I gave myself longer time and I took a drug court order. And it was about my struggle in my brain about whether I was doing the right thing or I was going to fail at it. And I'm currently succeeding, so it's all good.
Barkindji man, who's also the former chief executive, Ken Morris, is now the program founder and creative director at The Torch. He's been there for 15 years.
When I started back in the day, it was me going out and about. We've got 27 staff now and a whole team of First Peoples Arts mentors. Many of you have come through the program who are delivering that program. I get to kind of culturally oversee and provide all my knowledge and experience as we gain and learn that knowledge and experience, and all that knowledge that was handed down to me by our elders about how to get myself right and how to connect with my culture and how what that might do.
Mr. Morris stresses the importance of working together to achieve change.
It's really critically important, and it's a 10-year anniversary of the Aboriginal arts policy that we changed in Victoria after 40 years of advocacy from our mob, and we were able to change it because of this program, but also because we were able to get bipartisan support in the parliament. So we have to work together, mob and non-mob. We've got to do it together. We're not going to be able to do it separately, and we have to unite and connect each other. We've got enough of this divisiveness going on. So I think everybody wants a solution. Everyone wants to see those gaps closed, and particularly around our incarceration.
He stresses more needs to be done by the government. Nationally, the age standardised adult imprisonment rate for First Nations adults in 2022 was around 2,200. And according to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, that's over 14 times as high as the non-Indigenous rate. The national agreement to close the gap target is to reduce the rate of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults held in incarceration by at least 15% by 2031. Tupanwil Tantinyari is an artist who was born in South Australia and raised in the Riverland till the age of 14. He talks about where he was mentally in November last year when painting came to fruition.
I was in such a slump, like I wasn't painting, I just wasn't travelling too well mentally. And so I did a few small ones just to get myself moving. And then I got, you know, and they were like two or three colours throughout. And then I got the motivation to jump onto this, which is a monster, you know, 118 by 200 centimetres. And, yeah, and incredibly knocked it over in 5 days, which is ridiculous.
He adds that it was inspired from within.
Such a big canvas, and I'm in a small apartment. So it was really rolling. I mean, I tried to do like the old aunties will sit on the ground and paint, and I lasted about 20 minutes. And then I had to set up on a table and unroll third by third. And to be honest, I got halfway through. Like, I really was moving along, and I got halfway through, and the story sort of emerged from it, which is just around like longing for healing, you know, and that's really what it was, the entire process. You know, as you can see, it's like you can feel the vibrations and whatnot. You know, there's a lot of movement in it. And I'd like to think that was coming from within. You know, that's absolutely connected to it.
The Confined 17 exhibition is open for the public at Glen Eira City Council Gallery in Caulfield Nam till Sunday, June the 14th. Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.